Aloha.
And welcome. We're back from the BallerLifestyle.com. It's the Baller Lifestyle Podcast. My name is Brian Beckner. Thank you for joining us. Episode, as I make a note with my... Oh, fuck. You know, it would be easier if I didn't use a mechanical pencil to make my notes on this show, which I'm doing right now. See, it just broke. The lead breaks roughly 70 times per episode, and I write about three things down. And then sometimes, like I think just now, it runs out of lead. And it's like, why am I write so hard anyway. I should never use a mechanical pencil, but I always write with a mechanical pencil when I do the notes for this show. And it's just because I always have. The first time I did it, I just used a pencil, and now I always do it. And it's like, it's one of those things. Let me tell you how my mind works. And this might gross some of you out, but it's a little behind the scenes. Every morning when I wake up, I'm a grinder. I grind my teeth. Every morning when I wake up, I walk to the bathroom. I get up. I grab my phone from next to the bed, lest anybody got to keep an eye on that. I grab my phone. I walk towards the bathroom. I stop outside. You know, the bathroom's in its own little room. I stop outside the toilet room, and I place in a little cup on the counter. I turn on the water. I rinse my mouth guard that I sleep with, and I place it in a little glass cup that used to be a scotch glass for me a long time ago. But one day I just started putting my mouthpiece in it, and now it just goes in there every time. Every day I do this. Then I pee. I get ready. You know, I wash my, everyone knows I'm a night shower. So I'm clean from the night before. I'm perfectly clean. I wash my face. I brush my teeth, and I place in this little cup my mouth guard every day. And for about the last, 5 years. No, that's not true. 3 years. In that cup has also been a backup mouth guard, because when I used to drive to my chick's house and spend the night there a couple days a week, I won't sleep if I don't have a mouth guard. I don't want to take my good one lest I leave it there. So I got a backup one. Well, we've lived together for a while now. But the backup one is still in that cup. And also in that cup is this tool that I use to occasionally scrape my tongue. Just, you know, get the tongue clean. But it's not an everyday thing that I scrape the tongue. I usually just brush the tongue. And once in a while, if I have a little too much coffee or something, I'll give the tongue the old scrape. Every day I knock this fucking thing over because when I go to put the water in it, and then I put a little denture cleaner in it, or right before I leave for the day, I take out a little tablet of Effervent or whatever, and I put it in there to clean the mouth guard all day while I'm gone. Almost every day I knock it over because the tongue scraper thing is made out of stainless steel, and it's got like two little handles that stick up. It looks like I've dropped chopsticks in a cup, and it's too heavy for the cup. Almost every day for many years, that tongue scraper has fallen out of that glass, and it annoyed me. It was only a few days ago, maybe a week, that I was like, I don't have to be irritated by this every day. If I want, I can just remove this tongue scraper from the glass and I'll never tip it over ever again. And if I ever want to go to use it, I'll just have it under the sink or in a drawer. And then once I use it, I can clean it off when I'm done. It doesn't have to live in the same cup where my night guard goes. I could have done that 4 years ago. But I have blockages in my brain. I chose to have this bother me every day. It didn't occur to me that I could just not be annoyed by this thing that's happening until one day I said, hey, I'm just not going to do that anymore. Similarly, you guys, where the fuck is he going with this? Similarly, I could take out a pen right now. Pilot G2, 7mm. Of course, everyone knows the best pen. Pilot G2, 7mm, black. Never write in blue ink. But I choose to have my life be more difficult. This is actually a great mechanical pencil, though. It's a Pentel, I believe. Pentel P207, 7mm also. I choose to use this pencil that's going to bother me seven times in the 90 minutes that we're doing this show. Mailbag at theballerlifestyle.com. If you'd like to reach out, if you have thoughts on blockages you put in your own life, or maybe you don't, maybe you think I'm crazy. I am. You can send an email. Also, see that? I can't do the do not disturb on my computer. You just heard that. I just did it now, though, until this evening. There we go. 949-464-TBLS is the phone number if you're not the person that just texted me right now. Additionally, you can support the show. Subscribe to all the extra content we do. That's the stereo show we do on Friday nights, the after show that I post to our bonus subscriber only subscription page, comes right to your phone. RedCircle.com. Click the link in the show notes. Subscribe there. Sign up. Give them your credit card. It's $5 a month or $50 a year. Every little bit helps. We appreciate you all. And also, there's a lot of stuff that if you don't subscribe, you're not going to hear this week, like Nick Cannon having his 11th kid. Or the CFO of Tyson Foods, who I think, no, he's not the guy that bit the nose off, but he did do something. He Robert Downey Jr.'d in somebody's bed in Arkansas. Somebody awoke to him drunk and in their bed. He didn't even live there. We're going to talk about that later. How about the pronunciation of Adele, the singer? We've been saying it wrong. You're not going to know how to say it right unless you subscribe to all of the bonus content we do here. Go to theballerlifestyle.com. Click the link at the top of the page. I am joined now, as always, by Mr. Ed Daly. Ed, how are you, buddy?
Doing well. I have used that solution. I have a mouth guard for probably like the last 4 years or so.
Yeah. It's hard to sleep without it, huh?
And then once you start doing it, it's hard to sleep without it.
You sleep like shit.
The solution stuff. I don't know. I feel I don't like it. Like what I do is probably not the right stuff.
Yeah.
But I brush it. I take my power toothbrush.
Yeah.
And then I just go to town on the mouth guard.
Yes.
Every day.
That's good.
And then I'll occasionally use the rinse, but then after I don't know how long, 2 months.
Yeah.
I'll just make a new mouth guard or.
You go to like Amazon.
Yes.
Or CVS, and they'll give you, there's like three in the yes. box. 'Cause you'll fuck one up when you go to make them.
Yeah.
Right. You it's just like high school football. You heat it.
Yep.
And then you bite into it. See, I have one of those too.
Then you drop it into like ice water.
Yeah. Yeah. So I have that one and I will do it again because I still have the backups. And that's the backup that I was talking about and that's in the cup. That's no longer in the cup. I've put it in a drawer because I don't use it. I think next time I make one of those, I'm going to pre-trim it because it's got a little too much plastic. It's almost – so when I make
it's a
one
– lot.
Yeah, when I make one with that, it's kind of like that feeling when you used to kind of let the Hubba Bubba, like you'd be chewing the Hubba Bubba and you just kind of let it like go down your throat a little bit and then pull it out. Did you ever do that?
Yeah. That's a weird feeling.
It's a weird feeling. And it's so it gives that to me. The one I maintain the one I have because I was tricked by a dentist and having him make me one time for like $300. Meanwhile, they're like $30 from CVS. I will say this. The dentist made one is much better than the one you make yourself. It's not 10 times the price.
Even when I'm repurchasing every 6 months or whatever it is,
Yes.
It's going to take a lot of repurchases to get up to that price tag.
Totally. But I didn't know. And also, I've the one I've had from the dentist, I've had for, let's just say I've had it since before they were readily available at your local CVS. I've had it quite a while. So I've, I maintain it because I don't know, because it costs a lot of money, but I probably could just do what you're doing and just go splurge and just do throw one away like every 2 months and get a new one. I think that's actually the best. But again, that this is what I do.
But I don't love my situation either.
Yeah.
It's not like I'm saying I've got the answer. I don't know. The solution on that janky one, it just didn't.
Well, the solution is like, it's for cleaning dentures. They use like denture. Yes. It's like, that's kind of weird because it's like for old people. I don't know.
All right.
I don't have the right system over here.
But I had what you're talking about with mechanical pencils. I was so excited to have a mechanical pencil when I was in like second grade.
Oh, yeah, totally.
And then I pressed down too hard and I was like, these things are bullshit. I am anti mechanical pencil for that reason. I pressed down hard and I'm pen only. And I am, of course, black ink only.
Of course. Absolutely.
I mean, it really hurt me a few years ago where I refinanced my place and official. And they're like, no, everything has to be done in blue ink. Yeah. It felt horrible.
Yes, I've actually
ink is bullshit.
I've actually had that. I've had that issue before signing loan documents where they're like, actually, no, we brought here. Then they hand you a couple pens. They're like, this is the pen you're going to use. And I'm like, ooh, I don't look, I'm not at my best if I'm not using a Pilot G2. Like that is my pen. That's the pen I write with. And I just don't write as well without it.
How can a contract be binding in blue ink?
It's disgusting. I used to work at UPS, and UPS, you know, it's a 100-something-year-old company.
Right.
They'll never let you write anything in blue ink. You can't sign with blue ink. They don't allow blue ink inside the building. It is black ink only. And you could be denied a promotion. You could be drummed out of the company. They could send you to work in Omaha, Nebraska if they saw you write something in blue ink. It's that serious.
Yeah, it's pretty funny. You just reminded me, my buddy used to work for Bacardi.
Oh, yeah.
And in London. Mm. And after their Christmas party, I guess they went to a bar and they were allowed to expense it. And they got drinks and the expense report showed like it showed the receipt and it said like Absolute on there and somebody they were threatening to fire someone for not staying on brand.
Oh yeah, that can be a fatal error in a company. I've known people that have worked for clothing companies, and when you show up for work, if you show up like too often without an article of the clothing company's clothing on your person, that's really bad for your career. You got to show that you're on the team. It was a lingerie company. No, just kidding.
Just popped up.
Uh-oh.
Man getting intimate with partner in nightclub stall attacks cleaner who interrupted them. Wow. Oh, and I see the video.
Wow.
Oh, my God.
Wow. Well, is it with partner? It wasn't the guy, right? Just, you know, you don't see the guy as much anymore. The bathroom attendant?
No, but I mean, it is crazy. I got to send you this. This is crazy because the video, it's Australian.
They're wild down there. They're wild people. The bathroom attendant, he's mostly there to either make sure you don't do cocaine or to sell you some cocaine, right? Like that's what
I was going to say. He's probably in the trafficking business.
Yeah.
So he doesn't want you bringing your own.
Yeah. He's
so awkward when that happens.
Oh yeah.
When you walk into a men's room and you're like, fuck, now I gotta not make eye contact or
you don't have a one.
Yeah. You know, it's which, like, Which I almost never have a one.
Who has a one? So sometimes I'll do the thing, and the bathroom attendant, he does a thing, which is, it's like worse than the Starbucks. Because you go to Starbucks and you're like, man, it's kind of a lot of fives in the bowl this morning. It's fucking 6:30 in the morning. Like, who's, how many people have dropped $5
don't
already?
You think, no, don't you think they're juicing it? They're putting in, they're taking fives to make it look like.
Yes.
Oh, you're going to be a cheapskate and only give one?
Exactly. Yes, that's exactly. Wow, this fight is pretty good. Well, hold on. I mean, this is a closed door stall.
Yeah, I don't know what was going on.
Who is interrupting people having relations in a closed door stall? Closed door stall. Wow, their shirts are off. This is very Australian. This is closed door stall. I mean, that's wide open. It's not. Nobody can see under the door. The door closes completely. You're free to sex in a closed door stall.
Right. I didn't realize that. Yeah, that door goes all the way to the floor.
Yes. Who's like, this is somebody. This is somebody's trying to be a hero here.
And the woman is just very nonchalant about what just happened.
This is not her first time being sexual in a bathroom stall. I just went, no. Hey, no judgment.
No. I mean, he really just starts throwing hands.
Yes, no judge. I need to refresh this. Is there sound?
Billy Dean Fallon.
Yeah. There. If there's sound, it could be kind of good. It's a man getting intimate with partner in nightclub toilet.
Oh, he looks like a goon.
Rough word.
It's down in the article. Yeah. It's got a picture of him.
Yeah. Oh, there's no sound.
No, this is just CCTV.
Yeah, burly heads. These guys don't know how to fight either. Although he's landing some real, I mean, the sexer gets the better of the hero. He might have broken ribs. He's getting punched in the ribs a lot
like
of times.
Hard.
He took about 30 unanswered directly to his left ribs. Yeah. Now these are what they call bogans down under. These are.
Yeah.
Unsophisticated Australian people. Oh, this guy got a year in prison.
Wow. I mean, I can see him being annoyed that he was in the middle of it.
Yeah.
But at the same time, he could have stopped after just like a shove. He really tried to injure this guy.
No, well, look, the guy wasn't being, it turns out the other guy wasn't being a hero. He just had to drop anchor. He said, the quote was, he was in there becoming intimate with his partner. They were in the midst of becoming intimate when someone started banging on the door. Then this Edward Fallon guy. No, wait, what was his name? Is it Edward? Is he a fellow Ed?
No, it's like a Billy.
Oh, Billy Dean.
Billy Dean.
He acted impulsively. He acted protectively, and he thought he was protecting himself and his partner. It was a cleaner. The cleaner was left with a broken nose. Well, you know how it is when you're just about to nut. You know, it's like you're not in your
right. You're in a different place.
Frame of mind. Yeah.
But once you've landed a couple shots.
Yeah. You don't want.
Seems like a bit much.
You don't want to just come out firing shots just out of the blue like that. That's not cool.
I'm not in a violent state of mind.
No.
Nope. I get he's perturbed that things have been interrupted, but at the same time, public restroom can't be the cleanest.
No. I'm not. Look, this is in your early 20s, which these people appear to be.
I'm looking at his hairline. He's not early 20s.
Well, you could be right. That's a good point. He doesn't. Occasionally you'll see an early onset, but he's, Oh, and he's gray on the sides like me. He's got a little poly walnuts like me. Pretty surprising that he's tattooless also. Wouldn't expect that. Is he shirtless there?
Oh, I'm full poly walnuts on the sides.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, me too. I love it. It's a great look. Did you hear about this guy that's eating 40 rotisserie chickens in 40 days?
I saw the picture of everybody.
Yeah.
Why do we care about that? Around. I don't even understand. What?
Who cares?
I mean, I've probably had egg whites, four egg whites, probably 300 days this year. Maybe there have been like 2 days I haven't had them.
Yeah.
We're not having parades.
Yeah, most people eat the same things. It's like not a big deal. Like, with this guy's, and he's posting flyers for it. You know, this is, of course, this is in Philly. Earlier this week, a tweet went viral that showed a photo of a flyer stapled to a utility pole in Philadelphia. This is usually just, when you see something like this, it's usually like, it's like kind of like hanky code.
Yes.
It's like,
you,
come on.
You see this type of stuff in New York. I see it in Manhattan.
Come over and watch me eat a rotisserie chicken. Right. Wink, wink, nudge, nudge. Wink, we know what's going on. Yeah. The rest of the country will never understand the enduring spirit of Philadelphia. Tell that to Marvin. Who's the receiver? He's the receiver for the Colts.
Harrison.
Marvin Harrison. Tell that. He did his work in
Brotherly
Philly.
Brotherly love.
Yeah, he's local to Philly. Which currently stands over 100,000 likes and 9,000 retweets. So what did the flyer say that got everyone's attention? Come watch me eat an entire rotisserie chicken. November 6th will be the 40th consecutive day that I have eaten an entire rotisserie chicken. 12 o'clock noon, the chicken will be consumed on that abandoned pier near Walmart. This is not a party. Now I kind of want to go. Now I'm sad I missed it. Where Alexander Tominski, 31, works as a server at the Barclay Prime Steakhouse, and local news outlet Billy Penn was able to track him down to ask him some questions about his purported chicken eating habits. What does he say? No, it's just all about being from Philly. I guess they just love rotisserie chicken. Look, sometimes when I'm really hungry, I'll grab one of those rotisserie chickens. A lot of times they can be pretty shitty. They're not using the healthiest birds.
No, but I tend to like the supermarket rotisserie chicken. I like them.
It's a loss leader. They get you $5 for a chicken because they know you're going to buy some other shit.
Yes.
Why did you pick 40 days as your milestone? I was going to go 7, then I hit 7. So this is like when you get a streak going. I know this feeling. Then I felt like 30 days would be good. And once I hit 30, it's like everyone says, I'm going to do this for 30 days. And I think 40 makes more sense. And I think people agree. Well, that's like Jesus walking through the desert, 40 days and 40 nights, right? Like that's what he should have said. He's like Jesus.
I'm like Jesus, except I'm inhaling rotisserie chicken.
So he's going to Boston Market. Boston Market is one of those chain restaurants that I've never stepped foot inside. I've never taken a bite of a single thing from Boston Market. Do you have any of those places?
There, I didn't realize it was still going.
Yeah.
There was one in Hoboken when I first moved here. So when I was like 22, I would get it sometimes.
Sure.
It was like a cheap meal.
Yeah.
But then it must have been out of Hoboken by like, probably 20 years ago.
Yeah.
And so I thought the chain went away because I just don't see them.
I think it would. Yeah. There's one right near where I get coffee, and every morning I go past it and I'm like, how's this place still in business?
Okay, I remember still here. Again, I was poor and in my early 20s, but I remember it being adequate.
Yeah, I'm sure it's fine. I've just never been there. Here's another one, national chain, I believe, that's been around for quite a while, where I can confidently say I've never set foot inside one. I've never tasted their food, never been there, probably never will. You ready?
Okay.
California Pizza Kitchen. Never been.
I think I went to one in college.
There you go.
But I don't think they're not in this area of the country.
Doesn't seem like they used to. It seemed like they had a moment like in the late 90s, early 2000s, where they really blew up and they were everywhere. Now you don't see too many, but you still see them around. I've never been to one.
I'll blow everyone's mind here.
Okay. Can I guess?
I have never.
Okay.
Been to Walmart.
Oh, well,
they're not around here.
Yeah.
And I've never been in a Walmart.
Yep. I used to go there when I worked at UPS. I used to go there to buy my Dickies because I needed like heavy duty pants.
Right.
And I would go, that's where I would go. So I've been to, but not many times. There's one right by my house. And sometimes my daughter will be like, can you take me to Walmart? And I'll be like, for what? And she needs something from there. So once in a while I have been in a Walmart, and it is weird because the people that shop at Walmart, the people that I see there, I don't see people like that living around me.
I would assume it's like Target, right? I've been to Target a million times. Yeah,
no, it's worse. It's worse. Target's way classed up over Walmart.
I go to Target because that's the type of like that type of big store is near me. But there's no Walmart by me.
949-464 TBLS. Let us know. Here's one that I was thinking that I hadn't been because I drove by one the other day, and then I remembered a time I had gone there. Cheesecake Factory.
Oh, I've been there.
Yeah, I've been there.
that was like a classy date night in college.
Oh yeah. Oh yeah. Yeah. No, it's a good spot. It's a good spot to go.
It's like a Greek diner with the menu though. It's
too much.
Crazy.
It's too many items.
There's so many choices.
It's too many items. It's way too many. You don't need all that. There's shit on there. I've worked in restaurants. There's shit that people don't order. I've been a cook, and somebody will be like, hey, they'll come back one day with something. And I'm like, what is this? This isn't on the menu. And then you look at the menu, you go, oh yeah, this is a thing. Literally no one has ever ordered this, and I'll make it. Okay. Let's talk some sports. You ready?
Let's do it.
Let's do it.
My name is Brian. They call me the other guy. I host a podcast show. I'll give hetero life a try. If you see something on my hand that makes you think I'm not a man, it's just my cool rings, you see. They're as sparkly as can be. I'm my own Troy on DVD.
And what is going on in the world of sports?
Well, I just thought of this when you said when a streak starts and you just can't stop. I did that today. It's sort of sporty.
Yeah. Oh.
I took my bike to Manhattan, uh-huh, and I rode. There's a nice bike path that goes around the whole thing.
Yeah.
And I put on the tracker to see how long. And I was like, every day I do 25 miles.
Yeah, that's good.
And then I was like, let me see if I push it. Go 35.
Yeah.
40.
What?
I did 55 miles today.
Did you do the same loop twice?
More or less.
Yeah.
Yeah. I just kept going.
Yeah.
It was like Forrest Gump. I just kept going.
That is impressive.
Yeah. I got a good workout and everything, but I could, that was easier for me than if you asked me to run 5 miles now.
Yeah. I've been running off and on, but it is, cause I used to run. So I think I can just run. So I'll go out and go for a run. And I've found that it's about a mile in. At the 1 mile, between 1 and 1.25 miles, my feet, my ankles, my shins. I'm not even, because I'm running slow. I'm not out of breath. I'm not gassed. I'm just in physical pain that I do not have the mental fortitude to fight through.
It's a very running to me is just, it's so mental.
It really is.
Just you're really like fighting with yourself the whole time.
Yep. You're telling you're like, I want to quit. I want to stop. And then you start having pains and you're like, this pain right here is a reason for me to stop.
Right. You're like, you're almost having a conversation with yourself.
Yeah.
Should I just stop? Maybe I'll just get up to this lamppost and then stop.
Yeah. Exactly. Like that's
what I'm doing all the time running. I just can't do it.
I do that because I run on trails. I'll go, I just get to that bush and I'll see a bush or a tree. And I'm like, all I want to do is get to that tree. And I'll, most of the time I will quit before I get to the bush or tree.
But one thing about being a bike rider is when you do these paths, you see the people dressed like they're in the tour.
Yeah, that is true. Yeah.
And I really hate that. Like I wear a pair of gym shorts and a t-shirt.
Yeah.
And I'm never wearing any of the nonsense.
Right. Right. What, well, you got the clip-ins, you got the shoes, right?
No. I don't even like, yeah, I have like a road bike.
Okay.
I'm not like super fancy. It's a nice Cannondale.
Yeah.
But I saw a guy today and just his look bothered me so much.
Yeah.
I was like, I'm going to buzz this guy. I'm going to go right by him. And I mean, I was cooking today. I did 55 miles at a 15 mile an hour clip, 14.9. Yeah. So I was cruising the whole time. But I saw this guy and I must have gotten up to like around 20 just so I could buzz by him just to make him feel bad that some guy in a Wu-Tang t-shirt was just buzzed right by him.
I'm not on an actual cycling team and I'm faster than you. That is a good just, flex.
I don't know why I hated this guy, but I wanted to just let him know that I dominate him.
Yes. No.
And so right when I took my bike on the train across the river.
Yeah.
And when I was coming out, black woman saw me wearing a Wu-Tang shirt.
Yes.
And she's like, Wu-Tang Clan ain't, and looked at me and I was like, nothing to fuck with. And she was on the phone and she like gave me a nod of approval. And
was that a test?
I don't know. But the funny thing was she was talking on the phone. She goes, oh, what? Oh, no, it's just some white guy wearing a Wu-Tang shirt.
That's pretty good.
No, it's just some white guy.
That's awesome.
We got three rests in peace.
Yeah.
Rest in peace. Rest in peace. The ballers hope you rest in peace. You won't laugh no more. You won't smile no more. You won't laugh no more, and you won't fuck no more. So dearly departed, we hope you rest in peace.
Hall of Fame punter Ray Guy, 72 years old.
I believe the only punter in the Hall of Fame.
Yeah, and we always heard a lot about him, and it's funny, just like anything. Yeah. His numbers are nothing compared to guys today.
I know. It's great.
Like his net is like 38 yards or whatever. You know, it's like nothing.
42.4. Yeah. Yeah. He had a 74 yarder. I mean, Randall Cunningham has a longer one than that.
He had the 90 yarder.
Yeah. Yeah. He's got to get some roll out of it. It's kind of hard. Like, I get that he did it for a long time and he was consistent. I was surprised. I'm looking at him right now. Not a single bar guy. He had the quarterback two-bar helmet, which is kind of a – wait. It looks like he switched. No? Even in the old days, he had the old-style two-bar.
Joe Theismann had a single bar.
Oh, I know. It's because George Theismann was beautiful. Or Joe Theismann. He was like – he wanted you to see his face. He's like, look.
He wanted to. Then he got his teeth knocked out one time against the Giants.
Yeah. He's like, look, I'm dating Kathy Lee Crosby over here. Like, you got to know. Right. You got to know what I look like.
Speaking of Theismann, his former teammate, Redskin defensive tackle Dave Butts, died 72 years old.
Yeah, I remember.
They used to make a big deal out of him because he was 300 pounds. I remember it was a big deal. He was like 305.
He had like the fattest neck.
Yeah, he was a big fat guy.
Yeah.
Number 65.
Yep.
And staying with that same franchise.
Wow.
Joe Gibbs.
Yes.
You know, he got into car racing and
Joe
Gibbs racing owner, I guess his son took over the business. Coy Gibbs died 49 years old. his brother, another one of Joe's sons, also died at 49. It was like some rare, really? rare degenerative disease. He had two sons die at 49. I don't know the cause of death on him. The other one was like some degenerative nerve disease? Something. Yeah.
Oh, this guy went to Stanford. Coy Gibbs dies.
I think he played football for them.
Oh, okay. Coy Gibbs dies hours after his son wins NASCAR Xfinity Championship. Wow. Very 49.
Yeah, it's pretty awful. Two sons dying at 49.
That's awful. Yeah, because Joe Gibbs is still alive.
Yeah. He's probably like 80.
How did Coy Gibbs? Oh, all same, Ed. Long battle with a degenerative neurological disease.
So just like this crazy thing that runs in the family.
Well, that sounds like CTE to me. Degenerative neurological disease? And he played football?
That both sons die?
Yeah, that's true. Yeah.
At 49, that's a very specific. It's weird.
Yeah, that is weird. Very sad, though.
Very sad.
R.I.P.
Former UConn and NBA player Ben Gordon was arrested for attacking two McDonald's security guards. And last month, he was arrested for punching his 10-year-old son in an airport. So we got crisis with Ben Gordon.
Something this is a CTE situation. Did he take any falls on the head? He was a pretty good player.
He was.
The Pistons and the Bulls. And
maybe like he got fouled going high up and landed on his melon.
Yeah. What could really set you off at what, like what could really make you try to fight multiple McDonald's security guards? Like these guys are just doing their job.
He must have been like very abusive because if you've ever seen a security guard working a fast food joint, they do not want to be active in any way. No. They just want to sit there and roll their eyes.
Standing there. Yep. Just making sure people don't loiter. Gordon, 39, pretty young, has been charged with misdemeanor battery causing bodily harm. Played for four teams. Witnesses, including American Airlines employee. Oh, is this at the airport? Saw Gordon yell. Oh, no, that's the son punching. Yeah. I mean, 10 years old,
to
dude.
Punch a 10-year-old. Yeah. Whoa.
I mean, that is just so fucked up.
Yeah, he's clearly like spinning out of control.
Yeah, yeah, hopefully he gets the help he needs.
There was my buddy told me years ago. I think he was a bull at the time. My buddy had a business dinner in a Chicago restaurant, and people noticed that there was a woman at his table, and she's like. She's like, who is that guy? Is he famous? Like, what? Why are people like going up to him? And they're like, oh, he's Ben Gordon. He plays for the Bulls. Yeah. And after dinner, she's like, you know what? Should I go say hi to him? Maybe. You know what? I'll meet you guys. I'll see you guys tomorrow.
No. Oh
no. He's like, he was telling me this. Like, you can totally understand how these guys just they. The options. This was a woman who was not aware who he was, then found out he was famous. Yes. And I think he was good enough looking, and it was like, I'll see you guys later. I when am I going to get a chance to talk to an NBA player? Like, you're there to talk.
Imagine having that kind of power.
Crazy.
That's what we'll never get as guys, and as regular guys. You know, It's just you're trying to get the pipe. Like, it's just that easy.
Yeah. With people from all walks of life. Yeah. Like you get the pick of the litter every day.
Wow. It's great. What a gig.
A Croatian soccer player. I think this came out in an interview with this woman.
Yeah.
A Croatian soccer player was dumped by his team after having sex on the center, center circle on the field where he played with his Playboy model wife.
What?
Like, and
wasn't during a game.
His wife said it was his lifelong dream. I think that's the weirdest thing. My lifelong dream is to have sex where I work.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, I'm pretty happy with the bed. You know, just a nice, comfortable bed. I'm allergic to grass. Like, I don't want to roll around in grass.
Even those soccer pitches, which are like immaculate, it's still grass.
Still grass. Maybe they put a blanket down, though. I would need a blanket.
But why would that be your lifelong dream? That's a crazy dream.
Well, he's from Croatia. He's probably happy that he dodged Milosevic's death squads, you know? He's not, I mean, this guy's, like many soccer players, this guy is over the skis in his ability to pull. Again, and why would Dynamo Zagreb, so many Dynamos over there. There's a Dynamo in the
Moscow, I think.
Yeah, Dynamo Moscow. There's so many Dynamos. Oh, this is his ex-wife. I don't get, like, why you get fired for this. It wasn't during a game. He's just,
I have a feeling
he went there after hours.
I have
hours.
A feeling they got rid of him because he sucked.
Yeah, exactly.
Anytime you hear this, these disciplinary issues, if the guy's great, like Lawrence Taylor was out of control, but he was the best player in the NFL for many years.
You can't cut him.
But if Lawrence Taylor suddenly stopped being able to sack anybody, Bill Parcells would have gotten rid of him immediately.
100%. She revealed the pair had enjoyed some alone time on the Stadion Maximir turf and stated, Dino had arranged the people should turn on the stadium lights for us, and he finally fulfilled his dream of having sex in the middle of the football pitch. It was very naughty. Well, I guarantee you the guys that turned on the lights were chilling with some popcorn in the stands.
Of course.
Like, you're not going to not watch.
Like, spread evenly around the stadium, they were like 12 guys working their birds, watching the middle of the pitch.
And shit. Celsius is a former Playboy model and works as a singer and actress. Sex worker in Croatia. Word quickly got back to Zagreb officials who were left furious at the revelation. Why? Derpik. Wow. So few vowels in that language. Almost none. There's an I, but it's only at the end. Derpik was transfer listed after the interview's release and then joined German outfit Karlsruher. Karlsruher. Again, very few vowels.
That's not Bundesliga. I know the name of a handful of German clubs, and that's not one of them.
Right.
This is the guy was demoted because he stunk.
It's not Bayern Munich. The deal was made permanent the following summer, and Derpić never played for Zagreb again. Look. No, he's 40. Derpić had spells in Greece, Ukraine, Croatia, and Brunei. Oof.
Is where you go at the end of the career.
Yeah, you just take the paycheck. He and Celsius were married between 2005 and 2014. The couple have two children. Look.
That's a good story for the kids to Google mom and find out about.
It is. No, it's really good. 40-year-old
hey,
is. Yeah.
What was my mom up to? Oh, cool.
Can you ask the stadium workers for the video they took of it on their phones?
My buddies are asking me if we can get that video. You know how everything is recorded at these places.
Yes, totally. Well, good for them.
A TikToker hit a golf ball into the Grand Canyon, and she now faces charges.
Because did it drown a whale? Did it land in a whale's blowhole? Because that can happen.
They needed a marine biologist. I remember. So I went to this past spring. I went to the Western Rim. It was like controlled by native. Some tribe
where they have the good fireworks.
Yeah. And they had a ton of rules. And one of the rules I remember was like, you cannot hit golf balls or throw anything in there.
Yeah.
And they have like a whole list of things. I mean, I know it's tempting to launch a golf ball, but there are rules.
It is kind of weird. Like when you see people like rich people like Succession where they're on a yacht and they're just whacking golf balls into the ocean. It's like Kramer did. It's like, hold on a second. Like
somebody's gotta.
Yeah. That doesn't belong there. You can't just throw shit in the, or hit it with a fucking golf club into the ocean unless they're like biodegradable. I think they have some that like, now that I think of it, hold on.
But they make it so people can send it into the ocean. Like put a regular golf ball. No.
No, not a regular. I think there's golf balls that are like fish, golf balls, fish food. What if it was one of those biodegradable golf balls? Amazon.com, Ed. Albus Golf, eco-friendly and biodegradable golf balls. See, this is what these rich fuckers have on their to hit them off the back of the boat.
Did I tell this story? I had a buddy who lived near a golf course, and in high school, they used to just, and it was like a hard to see par three green.
Yeah.
And yep. they would just yeah. take the ball and put it in the cup and be in, like, start screaming.
Made a hole in one. Oh, they would like run down there.
Oh, you did it. And there would be like nine people that day going back to the clubhouse and be like, hey, I had a hole one. They're like, nine of you didn't hit all.
Eco bio ball. Oh, we need to talk about the marketing here, guys. You calling your ball the eco bio ball? That's right. So many right. syllables.
Yeah,
it's like the opposite of Croatian.
Yeah, it's got to be the fish ball or something. Like, it's yes. got to be just something
eco
easy.
Eco bio ball is the first ever ecological and biodegradable. We know we get it. It's in the fucking name.
That's the worst name ever.
To contain fish food in its core, making it perfect for playing golf close to marine environments. EcoBio Ball is a unique single-use product which opens the possibility of practicing golf on cruise ships, beaches, jetties, seafront hotels and resorts. How long do you think this list goes, Ed? Because it's quite a bit longer than you're thinking.
And how much does it cost?
Yes.
It's so many words. I bet it costs like a crazy amount of money that people are like, you know what? I'm just going to fuck up the fish.
Hold on. I'm going to tell you the price, but I'm going to also tell you all the other places you can hit this ball. Oil rigs, boats, yachts. They said cruise ships, boats, and yachts.
We can figure
yes.
out. Just,
yes.
How about just boats? Yes. And then you can figure out the rest.
And near reservoirs, lakes, rivers.
Oh my God.
Other isthmuses and other marine environments. EcoBio Ball is 100% safe for marine flora and fauna. I bet you didn't think you'd get flora and fauna in this description, Ed. Wow. So there's maybe that's what they're doing. Maybe. Because look, the Grand Canyon. I believe there are bigger canyons in the world. I believe Copper Canyon in Mexico is bigger than the Grand Canyon, but still. It is. David Letterman did a bit one time where he had Biff at the Grand Canyon and he would ask people what they thought of the Grand Canyon, and he would see how long it took before they said breathtaking, and it was usually in the first or second description. It is breathtaking.
Early 20s, I went on a business trip to Phoenix for like 2.5 weeks. And so I just had like time to myself.
That's when you bought the beers for the Mormons.
Oh, right. Trip. So one of the days, weekend days, I was like, I'll just drive to the Grand Canyon. But when you go to a famous place by yourself,
yeah,
I just got handed cameras left and right every time. Like, hey, would you mind taking this? I must have taken like 50 pictures, 60 yeah. pictures. It yeah. was crazy. Yeah. You mind taking our picture?
It is. It's just all, it's water made that, Ed.
Yep.
That Colorado River just slowly over billions of years, just trickling through that same spot, carved that fucking canyon.
And now the Colorado River is going away and it's we find gone. Dead bodies.
Yes.
Lake Mead.
Yeah, the mob turns out. The mob was whacking a lot of people in Vegas.
They weren't dumping doing them in the Lake Mead. They weren't doing the casino mass graves. No. They were doing it just right in the river.
Of course. What else, Ed?
Dwight Howard feels snubbed about being left off the NBA 75th anniversary team. Total disrespect, he says.
Well, but I mean, Ed, Scottie Pippen was on there, right? Deservedly, Scottie Pippen, top 75 player. Nah. Like Scott Pippen on the list, Dwight Howard not on the list.
Look, my feelings are well documented on Scottie Pippen.
Yes.
Garbage player. But I will say that Dwight Howard being total disrespect snubbed for not being on here, is kind of reminds me of when Vince Young was despondent when Reggie Bush won the Heisman. Yeah. And it was like, buddy, I don't think there's anyone besides you and your family that thought you were going to win the Heisman.
Right. It is like to be one of the 75 greatest players. And I get that we have eras and like all the guys now are better than all the guys before. It's like when the 96 Bulls say they can beat the modern day Warriors. Of course they can't.
No.
But this Dwight Howard, he was a really good undersized defensive center for a short period of time. For like, four years.
He had like a really good 3-4 year stretch.
Yeah, but he scored like 12 points a game.
Right.
Like you got to be able to put the, no one values defense more than me. It's great that you can affect the game on the defensive end. That's amazing. But the point of the game is to put the ball in the basket.
Yeah. And he was a liability as a foul shooter, right?
Yes. Yeah. He couldn't shoot.
So like they had to really try to avoid getting him touches at the end of the games.
He's got fucking some big ass shoulders though.
He does have those giant shoulders.
Yeah.
Yeah. So, he's a little too into Superman too.
Way too into. Remember him and Shaq had a beef over who got to be Superman, which is like you're both pretending you're Superman, so just both be Superman. Like I'm Superman, you're Superman. Well, let's both be Superman. But also, I remember Dwight Howard was really conflicted because he couldn't decide if he wanted to be Superman or Iron Man. I think he eventually went with Iron Man or Superman, which is, look, Iron Man, that's a suit.
Iron Man, yeah, that's just a bunch of gadgets.
Yeah.
Those are totally different. One guy has crazy ability. The other guy just has a suit.
Yeah. Oh, Dwight Howard's been playing for 18 years, Ed.
How much money has he made?
Okay, let's look that up. Dwight Howard. I'm going to let you. Dwight Howard, career earnings. Take a guess, Ed.
I'm going to say he has made how many years did you say?
18 years. I'll give you a little.
I'll
say right now,
$250 million.
$250 million. Okay, right now, he's apparently a member of the 76ers. Just this year, his 18th year in the league, he still makes $2.6 million this year. Okay, previous contracts. He's been doing these $2.6 million free agent minimums for a few years now. For that, I can't even tell what team that is. The logo. Oh, there's the Hawks. I see the Hawks. Man. Okay, give me a total here. I'm looking for a total.
Oh, just go to the bottom of Basketball Reference.
Right here. Career earnings. Total, Ed, is, oh my God, I'm on the wrong site.
I just got it.
Okay, no, so now I got to guess.
I already guessed.
Yeah, what'd you guess? 250?
250.
I'm going to guess. I think that's a little high. I'm going to say like 211.
247, 888, wow, 692.
Well, Price is Right rules, I win.
Yeah, oh, you did.
Wait, hold on. I got 245, 142, 83 here.
That was before he got paid this year by the Lakers.
That's right. Wait, he's on the Lakers now? No, he's on the Sixers. Oh, no, it shows him on the Lakers. Is he on the Lakers? 21, 22. Wait, we're in 22-23.
Oh, yeah. Maybe he's not playing anymore.
No, he's on the Sixers, I think.
Because he was on the Sixers last year.
Oh, right.
I think the Lakers traded him to the Sixers midseason.
Yeah.
Anyway, he got 2.6 from the Lakers and 1.6 from the Sixers last year.
Yeah, that's some good money. I want to see. Yeah.
I don't remember him being a Hornet. For 1 year, they paid him 23.5.
I actually do. I think. Well, no, I don't remember that. I'm going to lie. Oh, yeah, look. However, yeah, he's not on a team. Okay, I want to know
who's a net?
I want to know who's the 75th anniversary team. Because there's got to be.
Well, I know one guy who's not on that team. Yeah,
75th. Because, like, look, Bill Walton's going to be on it.
But, like, is
Bill Walton was a sixth man.
This is a genuine question.
Yeah.
Is Dwight Howard better than Jimmy Butler?
I mean, yes.
I don't know. Jimmy Butler has been kind of a force of nature the last few years.
Good.
I don't know. I mean, I see. Yeah, I mean, I see Harden on there.
Yeah. I mean, it's hard.
Durant, Lillard.
Because, like, Bob Cousy couldn't dribble with his left hand, and he also looked at the ball while he was dribbling more than Michael J. Fox.
And he went against plumbers and firemen.
Yeah, yeah. So it's kind of like.
Kawhi is on that team. Kawhi has missed a lot of games.
Yeah, he's hardly played. But he is a two-time Giannis, finals MVP.
Giannis, Curry,
yeah.
Melo. I'm trying to think of, like, modern guys.
Mm, yeah. Clyde Drexler. I feel like that's debatable. He was never the best player in the league.
But he played at the time of Michael Jordan. He was,
that's true.
He was a stud.
Yeah. Okay, here we go. Kareem Abdul-Jabbar, Ray Allen, Giannis Antetokounmpo, Carmelo Anthony, Nate Tiny Archibald, Paul Arizin, never heard of him. Rick Barry, you got to have Rick Barry on there. He was like a 97% free throw shooter from shooting grannies. Everyone hates his guts. Everyone hates his, because he's an asshole. If you've ever heard him interviewed, he's an asshole in 1 second of an interview. You're like, oh, this guy's an asshole. But he's right about those granny shots. They go in.
And didn't Wilt shoot them for his 100-point game?
Maybe. Wilt missed a lot of free throws in that game. I think he missed like 14 free throws or something.
But I thought it was Wilt's best game ever. He shot granny, and then he just like somebody made fun of him. That was it.
Wilt Chamberlain 100-point game stats. The Big Dipper. He liked to dip it. That's for sure. What were Wilt's stats in his 100-point game?
36 of 63. 57. 28. Oh, yeah, no, I was wrong. 28 of 32 from the free throw line. And I think he was a career, like, 50% free throw shooter. And he was 87.5 in that game. Shooting grannies.
Yeah, in the games leading up to that game. Yeah, he shot granny.
Yeah. Dave DeBuscher. Who knows?
DeBuscher was part of the Knick teams that won a couple of championships in the 70s.
Hal Greer, never heard of him. John Havlicek, come on. White guy when they weren't good yet. No way. Jason Kidd couldn't shoot. He's a good player though.
Way better than Dwight Howard.
Yeah, I agree. I agree with you. Pistol Pete and Maravich, he liked to fill it up. He was a real showboat.
Yeah.
Let's see here. I mean, all these guys are good. What are you going to say? The Chief, Robert Parrish? I mean, he was good.
Yeah, but he did have a lot of good teammates.
Yeah, he was on a really good team.
Like, he played next to McHale and Larry Bird as the two forwards.
Yep. Dolph Schayes, come on. Bill Sharman. These guys, this was the 1800s these guys played. Like, you gotta have a modern. Had, like,
peach baskets.
Yeah, Lenny Wilkins, come on.
Lenny Wilkins. He coached for pretty much every team at some point.
Yeah, he did. Look, I love James. Nobody loves James Worthy more than me.
Big game James. You know who loved him? Prostitutes.
Yeah, they kept him in jail all night long in Houston, and he got out of jail and scored 32 points that night. But let's be honest, James Worthy, he couldn't dribble. He ran the baseline. Magic would hit him
the ball when he dribbled.
Yes, he'd run the baseline. Magic would hit him directly in the hands, and he'd make a layup. Or
and then they had it. They were worried about Kareem, so he just had that lane open.
Of course, I mean, it's look. I love James Worthy. He was in the right place. I mean, he was the number two overall pick. He was in the right place at the right time.
Oh,
he got in the right.
You know who
situation.
Was in the right place at the right time? Scottie Pippen. Scottie Pippen. Hate that guy.
Yeah. Okay.
We got an update.
Yep.
Shakira's ex, Gerard Piqué,
yeah,
announced his sudden retirement from Barca. So he won't have to play with his wife on the Barca kit.
So we talked about this. Shakira is divorcing this guy who plays for Barcelona.
She has a good tax lawyer.
Yeah, they live in Spain. She's apparently she's on the hook for about $12 million in Spanish taxes. And she was doing some sponsorship where her name via like Spotify or something was going to be on the jersey of the soccer team of her ex-husband. So her ex-husband is apparently retired.
He just quit.
Yeah. Wow. That is, I mean, who gives a shit? I think it's kind of awesome.
Yeah. I saw he's already moved on to a new.
Gorgeous, Ed.
Yeah.
See this guy? He's got blue eyes.
Nah, he's beautiful. And he's a stud. Like I saw that they gave him like a big send off. He was a big deal for them.
Really?
Yeah.
I
think he's saying, I'm not playing anymore for Barcelona. I'm going to give one more World Cup. Because World Cup.
Oh, right. He's going to play for
Spain.
The break
is about to happen. So he's giving it one more go. And then
is he a Spaniard? Or is he a Colombian like she is?
Gerard Pique is. He's Spanish from Barcelona. Barcelona.
This guy is. What a couple. These two are fucking so good looking. It's ridiculous.
Oh, Clara Chia is his new girlfriend.
I'm going to have to Google that. Hold on. Give us a second here, buddy. Now, he'll definitely come here and play for like the LA Galaxy or the New York, New Jersey Metro Stars or something, right? Like he's like.
Yeah. Well, I mean, it seems like it's all lined up for Messi to go to Miami.
Oh, yeah. Uh-huh. That makes sense. Hold on.
Clara Chia.
I know. So Shakira is 10 years older than Gerard Pique, and he's flipped it the other way because he's 35 and this chick's 23.
Yeah, she looks very young.
Yeah. You know, hey, do what you got to do, buddy. Do your thing. Good job.
Pollyanna Viana says Colby Covington got upset when she refused to finger his butthole.
Yeah, this is breaking news.
Who are these people?
So Colby Covington is the number.
Is that somebody in like Dynasty? What is that?
No, they're UFC fighters. Colby Covington is the number two welterweight contender. And I mean, really one of the best fighters in the world. And apparently his girlfriend
going in through the outdoor, huh?
Now this is as someone who's had his personal information made way too public. I you got to draw a line. Like this is, it's not like he tuned her up. Maybe they didn't have the best breakup, but you don't just come out and start dropping people's predilections publicly. You know, you don't just come out and start saying, hey, here's what he liked. And also, shame on you. This makes her look worse that she's, you know, I'm sure he was doing whatever she liked to please her. And she's, you know, he wants one little thing.
I don't know. I think that's totally cool to say I'm not into that. I'm not into going digging.
Yes. Wow. Jesus. I'm just saying like, hey, maybe it's not for her, but it's, you know, it's not totally out of the realm that somebody might request, you know, a sex act that you're not into.
Did they try pegging?
Well, I think rather than
a finger.
Well, I think the finger's the gateway, Ed. I don't think you just jump right into the peg. you have to acquire apparatus to be able to, you know, you start with what Colby apparently asked her for. I feel like this is not gonna, you know, this is a macho game. This guy's a fighter. I feel like this is in the locker room. Might be kind of embarrassing for him, but who knows? She
certainly wasn't being very Pollyanna about that finger in the bundle.
Okay, let's talk some. Oh, let's do some emails.
He's so easy to hate. Your time he likes to waste. His calls are far from great. His calls are far from great. He's such a stupid fuck. He seems down on his luck. His voicemails really suck. His voicemails really suck. No one's enjoying him. He's so annoying. Plus so fucking boring and worthless. But he's got nothing else to do. And he's even worse than Ish. His thoughts are useless. Shit. He's fat and got big tits. He's Manuel in Gardenia. Whoa. He's Manuel in Gardenia. Whoa.
Ed, I gotta catch my breath. Sorry. You there?
Yeah, I'm here.
That song is 1 minute and 3 seconds. So I ran to the toilet and I peed and then I ran back.
That's quick work.
Yeah, I did it. And I was like, but I couldn't, I was trying to do the song in my head and I'm like, I think I got time. And I came back with like 10 seconds to spare. Okay. Let's do some voicemails. Oh, hold please. Start over with the volume up this time.
Brian, Ed, Airstrike Rhino in Houston here. We all know that the My Name is Brian song is quite catchy. And last night I had a dream that I was walking through a courtyard of like a apartment complex or something. And somebody had like a radio playing really loudly your podcast.
Ed, did Airstrike Rhino have a sex dream about me? Is that where he's going here?
Sounds like that.
Is he like, I had this dream and it was an apartment complex and he's like, and you asked me to put my finger in a certain place and I did. Is that,
yeah.
That's what he's going to say.
Yeah.
And as it gets to the My Name is Brian song and like everyone's like kind of, there's people outside and they're like singing the song, but it's like when you're at a bar and a really popular song comes on and like people only know the fucking chorus. So it's kind of like a low,
like Sweet Caroline. I used to go to this bar back in the '90s and we'd be having some beers and there was a jukebox in the bar. Fucking love a jukebox. And now these days jukeboxes are all online.
It's digital. So it's, yeah. I like when you would, yeah. You would have two choices per.
Yeah.
Yeah. It was cool.
Yep. Yeah, sometimes I go to a bar with my buddy Silk. What up, Silk? And Silk's got like the app to the jukebox and he like pays for like jump the line privileges on the app. So he'll be like, what do you want to hear? And it is kind of cool because you're like, I don't know, play like some
Tribe Called Quest. You always have to do You're the Best by Joe Esposito from that's Karate good. Kid.
Yeah, no, that's a great song. But it's like, feels like kind of cheating. You should be limited because like, if you walk over to the jukebox, you should have to like find what's on the jukebox, what you like from the jukebox, you know, like
yes.
Shouldn't have unlimited choices to play anything. But I used to go to this bar and there was a jukebox. And then every once in a while, somebody would put on Sweet Caroline by Neil Diamond.
Hate that song.
And so did Jen, the bartender. With the ginormous implants, and she would literally stop pouring a pitcher and say nothing and walk out from behind the bar. And there was like a button. There was like a skip button on the back and she just reach behind the jukebox and hit skip and then walk back to the bar and start pouring. So that's good. Like that good, song shouldn't
good,
have been on there.
Good for Jen with the big cans.
Yeah. Good for Jen.
A rumble, like a little mumble of people like kind of singing and it starts to pick up at the My Cool Rings part. And it builds from that point on until it's like a full on, like somebody played Sweet Caroline at 2 a.m. when everyone's drunk.
Oh, yeah.
Fever pitch of he might own Troy on DVD.
Right.
And I'm like laughing my ass off it in the dream.
But also you're hard.
I can't believe this. Yeah, when does the sex happen?
What is going on?
That's what's happening.
I have to call the show right now and tell them.
And then
I woke up. And he immediately started laughing again. And I was
wet
like,
dream.
I still have to call the show and tell them. Anyway, that's it, guys. Have a good one later.
I love you, Airstrike. But also
maybe not quite as much as he loves you.
Yeah. No, that was good. I like that. Okay.
Sex dream.
That's great. Here's another one.
Brian, Ed, what's up?
Dave in Salt Lake.
What do we think? So he's got the beef with Mark the Nomad. And Mark the Nomad.
No, all good. All good. And it wasn't stolen valor. Mark has multiple degrees. So he has degrees.
Yeah. He told you?
Yeah. All good. We're all good.
I love Mark.
Love Mark. Love Dave. I think everybody's on the same page because they've got the Central Florida or South Florida connection.
I hypothesized that it was a multiple degree situation. And I'm glad that was borne out.
Yeah. We're all good.
It's Mark and James Newell Osterberg, aka Iggy Pop. Both attended, and Madonna, both attended University of Michigan, Ann Arbor.
I want to respond to Mark the Nomad.
Oh, no.
And I got it. He extended an olive branch, which is the University of South Florida. So I can't really bang on a guy that hard. You know, he did go.
Go Bulls. Are they the Bulls? Or is that South Central Florida? Yeah. Okay.
I actually like that logo. They were like good. They were like really good for a couple of years.
Yeah.
And then I think the coach was like abusive and they got rid of him. Oh,
hey, that happens.
Oh, it's what was that Michigan guy? Or he's a fan of it. Just like
Woody Hayes. That's a different abusive coach.
Yeah, he was abusive.
I'm a fan of Florida State, but I graduated from University of South Florida. Excuse me. But I would rather listen to Hillary Clinton come in octaves rather than listen to another Michigan fan like Mark Nomad talk about how great they are. Because it's awful. You'd rather stick ice picks in your ears than hear Michigan fans bragging and whining. But whatever. Mark, that's your team. I support you in supporting them, just like I support the Seminoles when they're good. Just like Brian is the greatest Lakers fan of all time.
That's right.
That's where I'm at on that.
Same.
As far as my Twitter following, Mark, I'm very proud of it.
I'll be honest. I don't, I guess because I live on the West Coast, I don't have really any experience with any Michigan fans.
Yeah.
You know,
that's, you're lucky for that.
Yeah, I guess so. I mean, it's like David is here. You're here. Our great friend Super Lee called in. Like a lot of people are like, this is news to me. I mean, I knew they have a lot of fans and they're way too into their team and they got that big state. Hey, our stadium's so big. Look at how many people go to our games. We're the biggest state. Like, I get it, you know, but I didn't realize that they were not nice people for the most part.
I got two, not one, but two yes. Followers.
South Florida.
Yeah, the Bulls.
07. Yeah, Jim Levitt was a coach. In 07, they got up to number two in the country.
Remember when Jim Levitt hit that big home run off of Mitch Wildthing Williams?
Yeah. Followers, I got Brian Beckner and Dolomite. And that's what I use for. That's how I get a hold of Brian and I get a hold of Dolomite.
Oh, hold on. Mark shame? Oh, we got to rewind. I think he's saying Mark shamed him for his Twitter following, which is nobody gives a shit about that. I mean, I don't remember him.
Not now.
I don't remember. Yeah, I don't remember him saying that. But Mark was very worked up in the last call, and I thought he was mad at us. So that's all I was thinking about. I don't know that because. Well, I mean, David did start with the penis size thing, which is.
I mean, that's kind of the one that you're never going to lose.
I know. Yeah, that's true. It's true. Like if you're going to that place, you win.
Right.
Bottom line. But hold on. If he said something about his Twitter following, I mean, that's weak.
And Dolomite. And that's what I use.
Hold on. I missed it. Sorry, guys.
Twitter following Mark. I'm very proud of it. I got two, not one, but two followers. I got Brian Beckner and Dolomite. And that's what I use for.
He's got exactly two followers. It's me and Dola. That's awesome.
That's how I get a hold of Brian, and I get a hold of Dolomite. So I don't really know. I think I had 14 followers at one time. I really have no idea. I might have 3 right now. I'm stoked to check it out. But I am very proud to have Brian Beckner following me more than I am President Barack Obama or President Trump or whoever.
They follow you? Yeah,
Beckner following me.
Fucking Ed.
What?
Barry O follows everybody. He follows,
I know, follows like tens of thousands. He doesn't follow me.
He doesn't follow me. He follows like 500,000 people and he doesn't follow me.
Yeah. I don't follow him though.
Me either.
So does.
Oh, is it a follow back situation?
It might be a follow back. I don't follow. And I'm sorry, David, I would like to boost your numbers, but I just look at very specific things on Twitter now. Like I don't even look at anything.
One of those things could be David Bray's tweets.
No, it's only beat writers that follow my sports teams and Terps. Kids getting hurt. I want to see kids getting hurt.
Yeah.
Or the Good Liars just shitting on people.
Okay.
That's about it.
That's all that means to me. So, all right, go Michigan. Just keep it quiet.
See,
all right, guys.
See, Dave, you're a good dude. David Bray is a good guy.
He is a good guy.
6'8", when big penis.
When you're packing a giant penis, I'm sure the world's your oyster.
Yeah, it's got to help. It's got to help being a big dude with a big-ass dick.
When you know you're wielding a weapon.
Yeah, no disrespect there.
Hey, gentlemen. Ed, Brian, Mateo here calling. I will fuck with some A1. You had mentioned that.
We were talking steak sauce.
Yeah,
we were
talking steak sauce.
A1's delicious. It's so good.
It is.
This week's show, it is pretty damn good stuff. I like it on fries. You also mentioned HP sauce. I've never had it. Read about it. I think it's like the British.
Vinegary.
Yeah. It's basically just like A1, although a little more like watery.
Yeah.
Yeah, I think A1, you know, because steak sauce, I believe, is an English sauce. So right, I think,
but HP, you could even use it in like a fish and chip situation.
Yeah. Yeah. No, it's good. I love an HP. And they have it a lot of times they have it at the regular grocery store.
Yeah.
Sauce or something, because I remember reading an article with Keith Richards loves this stuff.
Yeah.
He said it was harder to kick HP sauce than it was heroin. So that should tell you something.
Why would you need to kick HP sauce?
Right.
Just keep, like, have the sauce.
I heard him say that about cigarettes, too, which makes me think, like, hey, Keith, you know, not everything has to be compared to heroin.
It's true. Yeah, it's the girl doth protest too much situation. Like, it's all about everything's heroin. It sounds like heroin's the problem.
How good that stuff must be. Anyway, guys, that's all I got. Thanks. Keep up the good work.
Mateo, good dude.
Thank you, Mateo.
Yeah, good guy. Okay, here's another one.
Ed, Brian.
Oh, Ball, Stu.
What's going on?
Stu.
Hey, I'm not an NFL scout, surprisingly, but a guy like me can clearly see that Kyle Murray is not an NFL starting quarterback.
Kyler.
Kyler Murray, he looks like the Great Gazoo with the giant helmet.
Yeah, what? I don't know what species he is. He's got a big, he's 80%, he's 5'7", he's 80% head, and the rest is
a million miles an hour.
He's so fast, and also his arms are really long. But I tend to agree with Stu. He'll have like one or two games a season where you're like, holy shit, this guy is doing things on a different level. Because he can throw too. But he's pretty inconsistent and he's usually not that good. So I tend to agree with Stu.
I mean, he's the fucking Lollipop Guild. It's like the Lollipop Guild is out there running around when he's doing that shit. He runs pretty fast. Unless he's throwing it to DeAndre Hopkins. It's not going to work. It's at their feet. But
Hopkins
anyway,
is back.
I just wanted to gloat a little bit. It is just a shitty Cardinals that fucking Arizona had to steal St. Louis's team. I think I probably already used that one, but it's still true. And also, here's the bomb. There's a legitimate conversation that the Seahawks should be 3-0 in Super Bowls.
Oh, yeah. Pete Carroll fucked you. He had Marshawn Lynch.
Offensive pass interference against the Steelers was questionable.
Yeah. Oh yeah, that was bullshit. That was in the end zone. That was, what was his name? Jeremy Stevens. He married Hope Solo.
Yeah. Lots of domestic violence.
Yeah, back and forth.
Both of them.
No, that was complete bullshit, that call. That's a good memory on, look at the big brain on Ed. Absolutely, you're right about that.
The Detroit ref said he fucking lied. And then won one legitimately against Denver.
Oh, yeah. That was a huge blowout.
By the way.
Yeah.
That's awesome. And then, lastly, against the fucking Patriots, that whole thing is bass-ackwards.
Yep.
The defender came through, and I don't want to start it all. But well, you know, so that's a real conversation.
Why were you throwing it from the two-yard line?
You guys, late.
With the best goal line back in the league.
Yeah, and two shots at it. Come on. Because our guy, Pete, wanted to get his guy the shine.
Okay. By the way,
yes.
Fantasy football?
Oh, Caleb's league?
On the shit posting.
Yeah.
This weekend, or I guess it was yesterday, a guy said, I'm trying to unseat the shithead team with two GMs that's fleecing all the dummies in our league and wins it. He's talking about me. I was like, no, it's just me. And I drafted these players and I have not.
What do you mean, like, two GMs?
I think he thinks that I'm like working some because I had Joe Mixon,
yeah,
who had like five touchdowns yesterday.
And likes to punch women in the face.
Yeah, yeah, and winds up and fully punches women in the face in restaurants after midnight.
Yeah.
And Derrick Henry. So I just destroyed him and Pat Mahomes.
Oh, yeah.
But like, he thinks I'm like doing something crazy. I haven't made any waiver moves. I just drafted these guys.
What's he talking about?
I don't know, but
yeah,
I beat him by like 100.
Are you in first place?
No, I think I'm like seven. I think I've lost a couple times, but it's just pretty funny because I just don't make any moves and I win again.
That. I love that for you. That sounds fantastic. Okay, here's another one.
Ballers, Fan here.
Fan.
All as well. Just watching that Longhorn game this week in the pregame.
And how soon? This is 2 minutes and 21 seconds. How soon till he mentions Dolomite ejaculating in some unsuspecting woman's mouth? Having to come out her nose because he likes to bring that
Speaking
up.
Speaking of White Christmas,
yeah,
I've updated my book, Amazon. If anyone is looking for a Christmas present,
time.
Yeah, I guess I'll properly do a announcement maybe next show.
Yes.
Yeah, but I updated it.
Updated version. The Christmas book, Ed
with
Daly.
With like 20 more pictures.
Fantastic.
Yeah.
It's a great Christmas gift. Coffee table.
Yeah, for people who don't have a good gift to get somebody.
Yes, family discussion. Love it.
Yeah, commercial on there for, I guess, students that want to learn how to podcast. And I thought it was pretty interesting.
Oh, he's saying on the Longhorn game. Oh, you're saying the University of Texas has a course in podcasting? Why have I not been commissioned as a guest professor?
Yeah. McConaughey could have us.
That's right. Good idea.
That they actually do something like that. And then I started thinking about you guys, and it's your birthday. Happy birthday. 9 years. Y'all been doing it now.
Oh.
Tip of the spear.
Yeah.
Maybe y'all should be teaching that class. It's been a long time.
It's kind of depressing.
The first episode that you guys came out with talked about there'd be commercials and blah, blah, blah. Yeah. And, you know, 9 years down the road, Ooh. Those people that don't want to pay.
Fan.
They get commercials, y'all.
Yeah.
Said you were going to do it, and you did it. So I'm proud of you. I appreciate you guys and what you do, like several other people, but appreciation don't pay the fucking bill. So yeah. I put $81 in your account for each of you to buy you a steak and say thank you.
Oh, via the Red Circle donation link.
What a delight.
In all
good guy.
Seriousness, if this show could be taken seriously, through all these years when I started listening to the show when it first came out, you know, I'd hold the opinion and I'd get pissed off when someone said something I didn't like, I'd shut it off and blah, blah, blah.
Really?
You know, I guess it was probably about 5 years ago. Did a little experiment and just took my opinion out of it and just said, listen to the whole show and quit thinking. And I really started enjoying the show, you know, and COVID came through and you guys started doing all those movies. And man, it was just, I don't know, just it just was such a free feeling. And it is such a free feeling when you take your opinion out of everything and you just listen to kind of facts of what is really true and what's not. I don't know. It's fucking kind of crazy.
Yeah.
I enjoy not having to have an opinion on anything.
It's been, me too.
I don't know.
Yeah.
It's been enjoyable.
Yeah.
Anyways, I appreciate you guys as always. Appreciate your service. I salute each and every one of you with a crisp salute. Thank you. Appreciate your service. Y'all keep up the good work.
Oh, thanks,
if
buddy.
If you need anything, I'm here.
He's a man.
What a nice guy.
Hold on. He called back. There's one more.
Hey, Ballers, I wanted to add one thing I forgot. If anybody else wants to add some birthday money in there and you guys can earn enough money, you know, you need to start marketing for that 10th year. And if y'all want to come out to live on the outskirts of Austin, come out. We could throw down a party, maybe do two of Baller Lifestyle's favorite events. Maybe do a
we could go to that rattlesnake thing.
I would definitely be scared to be there, but also be highly entertained.
It's out like in,
was that Austin?
It's outside. I think because he called before, I think he said it's like 40 minutes outside of Austin or something, which is like basically in Austin.
Right.
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 Yeah.
I wonder if it's near what is the name of that place? Smitty's? There's a really good barbecue place.
Oh,
I went to.
Uh-huh.
Oh, where is it?
There's a lot of good barbecue down there.
There's a koozie like on a shelf near here.
Oh, uh-huh.
And it's from that place. It's so good. Yeah. I don't know. I think it's Smitty's.
Austin's a very livable place. It gets a little hot. But nice people out there.
They rattlesnake roundup at the same time.
There you go.
Poison out before the poison gets in. That'd be fun. But seriously, y'all fans, kick down some cash and say happy birthday. Don't be cheap. Put some fucking grease on that hinges on that wallet. Open it up. Pay up. Happy birthday, boys.
Thank you.
Thank you for that, fan.
Good man.
Fan.
Yeah. Big game for UT. I think they're going against TCU is undefeated.
Yeah. That's, you know, it's, we got to get rid of Horns got to get rid of Sarkisian before Arch Manning comes in. But then does Arch Manning leave? Because this Sarkisian is not a winner. He's a fucking loser. He's a huge fucking loser. And the fact that this guy gets jobs it stuns me every time it happens because he's lost everywhere he's gone.
Saban really has rehabilitated some guys.
He really has.
I mean, Lane Kiffin was in no man's land, and now he's
back. Now they're talking about him for every job. Any job that opens up, Lane Kiffin's the first name you hear. It's crazy. Well, this guy sent us a thing that these people got dosed, but I can't really. It's more visual, but I like it. Thank you for that, Zach and La Jolla. I like it too.
What is this link?
Well, he said, I'm more of a mushroom guy myself, but I thought you'd have some thoughts on this one. Great job, fellas, for keep bringing the heat, Zach and La Jolla. Hold on. Let's see if I
don't LSD know if there's, in the water fountain.
Yeah. But, you know, and it's just like, it's in high school.
So fat. Oh, Brendan, no. You're not fat. It's a shirt.
There's always a commercial. Just get mad.
Is this real?
I don't think it's real because here's the thing. Well, I mean, it might kick in by the end of class, but also, there's people dancing. The thing about LSD is it doesn't hit at the same time for everybody.
It's pretty funny. I mean,
yeah, it is.
I hope it's real because it's very funny.
It is funny.
Although it's not cool.
Not cool to dose people, guys.
To dose people.
Yeah.
But it's funny that not, I wasn't dosed and I was watching
I know. I shouldn't say too much.
You dosed somebody?
No, but no, I didn't. I never would. I never would ever do that. But me and my girlfriend went to a friend of ours' band was playing,
Yeah.
I don't know, this weekend. And we made a friend, and I said, oh, I'm like, I have some microdose mushrooms here. So just like little capsules. And you just take a couple, and it doesn't really like make you so high. You know, it just kind of like brightens the colors and everything. It's nice. It just makes you feel good. And so I'm like, oh, I have some of these. And I gave some to this girl that we met and we're hanging out with. And then I think they like came on a little strong, and she all of a sudden wasn't feeling great and had to bounce. And I felt like I was a bad person, and I feel bad about that. So if you're listening, person whose name I don't remember, I'm sorry I gave you those things, but they were, I really had the best intentions in mind.
That's like when I had to go to the Disney sing along and I took an edible and I was told, oh, this is barely anything.
Yes.
And it was like a frying pan to the side of the head. And then at intermission, I had to mingle with people. And out of my gourd.
That is absolutely the worst possible feeling you can have. I hate that feeling so much.
I hate
it more than anything. So I get that. And I would never want to make anybody feel that way. So I apologize if I did. Let's talk some not sports.
Well, it's time for not sports. Not sports segment on the Baller Lifestyle Podcast. Not sports.
Not sports.
Not sports.
Not sports.
Not sports. I'm talking about the segment now. Not sports.
Not sports.
Not sports segment.
Ed, what is going on in the world of things that are not, in fact, sports?
We had a few people go to the great beyond.
Oh, who did we lose?
Well, we're breaking one now.
Uh-oh.
Somebody named Mimi Parker, the drummer and vocalist for the slowcore band Low.
Oh, that's
55.
That's a really good band. That's a really good, like indie rock. I think they're from the Midwest somewhere. Low is a great band.
Yeah. And when I was doing my Christmas book.
Yeah.
That's one of the best indie Christmas songs. I think it's called Just Like Christmas.
Oh, I didn't know that one.
And it's like a cool, like indie vibe Christmas song. I like it.
Oh, that's so sad.
Apparently she was public about her battle with the Big C.
Oh,
but 55 horrible. Years old.
Very sad.
RIP Aaron Carter, 34 years old.
Yeah.
Now, he's somebody that I thought he was a Backstreet Boy, but he's not.
No, his brother was.
But he was famous too? Like, I've heard his name, but was he a singer or was he just famous for being famous?
No. So, and this is one of those things that it's, you know, this is a guy that was probably easy to make fun of because he always seemed to be like, I didn't follow him closely, but I knew he had a face tattoo, and he was a child star, right? He had like
was
hits.
He like Disney Channel? Oh yeah, no, he was a singer.
Yeah, he was a singer. But he might have had some Disney Channel shit, but he was also the brother of someone more well known. So he had two things against him, trying to transcend child stardom and become an adult entertainer, and then also living in the shadow of this other guy. And I can only assume, because he looked like he was on a lot of methamphetamine, that this was a drug related situation.
I read that I think he was huffing.
Shut up.
I think he was found in a bathtub.
Yes.
With aerosol cans.
Shut up. That is so sad.
Yeah.
Wow.
But yeah, I mean, when I saw, he died at 34, when you have face tattoos, really, Mike Tyson's the only person that I think I'd, at this point, be a little surprised if he died. But, like, face tattoos are usually a pretty big cry for help.
I mean, it really... Like,
Mike Tyson is by far the most stable face tattoo person I've
scene. It's true. And also, unless you're like a tattoo artist, but also the this Aaron Carter, his face tattoo was like a giant like mess.
Yeah.
Like really, yeah. It's, I mean, it's a sad thing when anyone young goes.
34.
Yeah.
And then another young overdose, RIP celebrity makeup artist, Lainey Chantal, 33 years old.
Ah, very sad.
I forget. She worked with some, oh, like, I don't know. She was definitely like big in that world.
Yeah. Too many young people. I believe I read somewhere that fentanyl or just overdoses in general are the leading cause of death of people 18 to 49. So careful with what you're getting into out there, guys. Just ask for help if you need it. You just, this chick was cute too. It's so, it's always a little more sad when they're pretty. Yeah. I don't mean to be a dick about it, but reality TV star and celebrity makeup artist Lainey, accidental drug overdose. Very sad, man. Guys, get help. Ask for help.
Yeah. Years and Years frontman. I think it's British. I've never heard of Years and Years, but sounds I think British. I think he's a model too. But frontman Ollie Alexander said he won't be wearing Savage X Fenty following Johnny Depp's involvement in the fashion show.
Wow. What's Johnny Depp's involvement? Is he going to joined now by great Johnny Depp?
I do on occasion play my guitar, my axe, if you will, in the middle of the desert.
All right.
Next to a wolf with Sauvage.
Yeah,
is that what he's?
No, that's Dior. Savage Fenty, I believe, is isn't that related to Rihanna? Rihanna, the Barbadian singer. Yeah, are you also sponsored by them, Johnny?
Well, I'm actually in talks to purchase Barbados. you know, I do like my expensive islands.
Yes.
So yes, looking into that. But Ollie Oxenfree can go fuck himself.
Now, does it bother you at all that someone with a horrible bowl cut like this Ollie guy would somehow try to lord himself over you and take high ground over you and your involvement in the Savage X Fenty Volume 4 show, Johnny?
Yeah. I'll be damned if somebody with a Lloyd Christmas haircut is going to look down upon me and my involvement.
That's right. Now, Johnny, there's been some pictures of you lately. You've shaved the facial hair.
Mm.
You're using a lot of talks because you're 59 years old and you're very smooth in the face. Wrinkles. You know, yeah, almost no wrinkles, which is weird for a 59-year-old cigarette smoker. But you're a little jowly. Is anybody telling you that you look like their lesbian aunt's longtime roommate?
Well, you know,
Carol Depp.
It reminds me of an episode in 21 Jump Street where, you know, I was sitting in the front row of a classroom right next to my pal Harry Aoki, and the teacher was an old Ray Walston, my favorite Martian.
Up, Mr. Ant?
We used to look at his waddle, and I said, I'll never look like that.
Yes. But
damn if I haven't gotten there.
Yeah. It's tough. Aging is tough, especially when you're a sex symbol. You're gorgeous. You know, that's your whole thing. Your whole thing is how beautiful you are. You were fucking your lawyer. Now it turns out that you're not anymore.
Yeah, now I'm getting dunked on by a guy with a fucking bowl cut.
Yes, it's bad.
I think I'll just go play my axe next to the Howling Wolf and sell more cologne.
Maybe do some shows with your dear friend Alice Cooper, Joe Perry, and the Hollywood Vampires.
Joe Perry also looks great. Great for his age. Definitely isn't having any work done.
Aging is, it's a motherfucker, you know?
Yeah.
It is what it is. You can't stay young looking like me and Ed Daly.
No, those Paulie Walnut twins.
Yes. You should let yourself. I bet you have plenty of gray hair. You're almost 60.
No, let the wrinkle, gray out. Not a wrinkle, not a gray hair. Also, the only gray sometimes my wolf friend sheds on me, and I get a little gray hairs on my special coat.
You have a wolf friend?
Yeah, in the Sauvage commercials where I'm playing the axe next to the wolf.
Hey fam, there's still a lot more of this episode to hear, but it's only available to our bonus content subscribers. Click the link in the show notes or go to theballerlifestyle.com and subscribe so you never miss a minute of the show. Bigger and not smaller, broadcasting weekly, that's what we do. With Easy Ed Daily and the man Jay Stew and Brian Beckner, quick to dissect the week in sports and culture and whatever. Talking loud, comments, conundrums, my brothers. Reviewing some movies and shows and others. Top podcast, man, no one is above us. 5-star, even the haters will love us. And we're not trying to talk politics a lot. We'd much rather talk about dicks a lot. Shit so hot, man, you know the shit's on top. Top podcast, man, it really hits the spot. Listen up, you players and shot callers. TBLS, the lifestyle's baller. And you know the show is so flawless. TBLS, the lifestyle's baller. Listen up, you players and shot callers. TBLS, the lifestyle's baller. And you know the show is for all us.